Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 4. God's Words, the Divine Supply as Food. Saturday. Related Verses. Ephesians 3:8 and 16 through 17. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 6:17 through 18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the word of God. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Psalm 119:130. The opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple. Isaiah 55:10-11. For just as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and does not return there until it waters the earth and makes it bear and sprout forth, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me vainly, but it will accomplish what I delight in, and it will prosper in the matter to which I have sent it. 1 Timothy 4:6. If you lay these things before the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed. 1 John 2:14. I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one. Suggested reading. In Colossians 3:16, Paul charges us to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, make its home in us. If a certain place is to become our home, we must have the freedom to make all necessary arrangements. If we want to keep a certain item, we may do so. But if we want to throw something else away, we are free to do that as well. If we do not have this kind of freedom, it is not possible for us to make that place our home. In like manner, if the word of Christ is to make its home in us, we must give it the full liberty, freedom, and right. We need to pray, Lord, I offer my whole being to you and your word. I give you access to every part of my inner being. Lord, make my inner being a home for yourself and your word. We all must confess that many times the Lord's word has come to us, but we did not give it adequate room within us. Instead, we limited the word of God and restricted it. Sometimes we do receive God's word, but we do not give it the freedom to make its home in us. Let me ask you, in your experience, is the word of Christ first or are you first? I do not believe that anyone can say that first place is always given to God's word. Sometimes we may give preeminence to the word of Christ and allow it to be first. However, much more often, we ourselves are first. In a secret way, we may keep the first place for the self. Outwardly, we may act as if the first place is reserved for the Word of God, but secretly, the first place is for us. We need the arbitrating peace of Christ to preserve us in oneness so that the Lord may speak to us. Then we need to give first place to the Word of God. If we do this, we shall experience the functions of the Word of God, enlightening, nourishing, quenching our thirst, strengthening, washing, building, perfecting, and edifying. What benefit we receive from the Word of God. If we do not feed on the Word daily, it will not be possible for us to live Christ. I am healthy spiritually because daily I eat, digest, and assimilate the Word and am nourished by it. God has made Christ to be our life and our everything, and He has destined us to live Christ. If we live Christ, we shall be the most blessed people on earth. We shall have joy, satisfaction, and every blessing. As we have pointed out, the way to live Christ is to receive His Word into us and to be filled with it. In order to receive the Word into our being, we should not merely read the Word, but should mingle our reading with prayer, singing, psalming, and calling on the name of the Lord. Whenever I open the Word of God, either for the work or for my own nourishment, I am immersed in the atmosphere and aspiration of prayer. Often I converse with the Lord by means of the verse I am reading. In this way, I am infused and nourished, filled in my spirit with the living Word, which is actually Christ Himself as the Spirit. Someone may hear a message on living Christ and then pray, "Lord, I want to live You. I make up my mind to live Christ from now on. Please help me do this." This kind of prayer, however, is not effective. It can be compared to asking the Lord to make you healthy when you do not eat properly. Likewise, if we are not nourished by the Word, it will be to no avail to make up our minds to live Christ. Only by eating the Word can we live Christ.